So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah said, according to Reb Ami's interpretation, in the case of Iskachli b'tamara zu ubezu ubezu, if a man said to a woman, be mekudeshes to me with this date, and this one, and this one, and gave her several dates, imyeshav apruta b'kula mekudeshes, v'imlav eina mekudeshes. The kedushin is effective even if the dates are only worth one pruta collectively, because it's considered one statement and one kedushin. Ha'isa cheles rishayna rishayna, if she ate each date as she received them, eina mekudeshes, atshei ba'achs men shav apruta. And Rabbi explained, atshei b'achreina shav apruta. The kedushin is valid only if the last date by itself was worth a full pruta, because the value of the dates she already consumed is considered a loan, and the mekadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes. A loan cannot be used for a kedushin. The Gemara now elaborates on this halacha. Amar Rav, ha-mekadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes. One cannot be mekadesh a woman with the money of a loan she owes him, even if it's still intact, because mevalei tzon nitna. A loan may be spent, and the borrower is not obligated to have money available for repayment at all times. Therefore, the money is entirely hers, and she cannot use it for kedushin because he's not giving her anything at the time of kedushin. The Gemara brings several brises in an attempt to find a machlikas tanoim concerning ha-mekadesh b'milva. Some say that one cannot affect kedushin with a loan. Others say that one can affect kedushin with a loan. At first, the Gemara suggests that they disagree whether the money of the loan may be spent unconditionally, and therefore it's the borrower's, the woman, and therefore ain't mukadeshes. Or the principal must always be accessible, and therefore it's still the lender's, the man, and therefore mukadeshes. However, the Gemara rejects this understanding, because the Braisa concludes, v'shavim b'mecher shezekana. All agree that the lender can acquire property from the borrower by using the value of the loan as kinyan kesef. This clearly indicates that everyone holds lav leitzan nitna, and the money still belongs to the lender. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Braisa is discussing a different aspect of a milva. K'goyin sha'amar lo hiskachuli b'mana v'nimtza mana chaser dinner. He told her that he was giving her a full mana, which is comprised of 100 dinar, and he only gave her 99 dinar and owes her an additional dinar. The Tanna Kamma holds eina mekudeshes because ksiva la misa la misvei. She will be embarrassed to demand the remaining dinar, and so she does not rely on receiving the full amount promised her. The Yeshayim hold mekudeshes because like ksiva la misa la misvei, she will not be embarrassed to demand the remaining dinar. However, skatchli b'mana v'nosla dinar ha'rezi mekudeshes v'yashlam. If he promised a mana for kedushin and only gave a dinner, everyone agrees that the kedushin is effective and he owes her the rest of the money. Because mana chaser tishah mitesha liksifu lamisa lamisvei, she will not be embarrassed to demand the rest if she was only paid 1/100th of the agreed upon sum. The Gemara cites a second brisa. Ha'ima le'isha iskachli b'pekad n'sheyesh l'biyadcha. If a man deposited money with a woman for safekeeping and he then attempts to use it for kedushin, it's then found to be stolen or lost. The kedushin is only effective if at least one pruta is still extant. Otherwise, she merely owes him the value of his pekadin and a mekadesh b'milva ein mekudeshes. However, u'b'milva afa bishin nishtar hemenu shava pruta ein mekudeshes. If she owed him money, he cannot use it for kedushin even if it's still extant. Apparently, because milva lo itzad netna. Rishim ben Elazar, Oyim Mishum Reb Meir, Milva Harei Kipikadin. Rishim ben Elazar maintains that if a pruta of the loan is still extant, Mekudeshes, the kedushin is valid, apparently because Milva Lav Leitzon Nitna. However, the Gemara offers another possible interpretation of their machlekes. Everyone agrees with Rav and Milva Leitzon Nitna. However, they disagree whether this also applies B'Shaloi Haitzim Menaklum. She has not yet begun to spend the money. Mar Sava Milva Bishus Leivakai Melchazara. So the Tanna Kamma holds that the loan belongs to the borrower immediately, and the lender cannot renege on the deal. Therefore, ain't mekudeshes because the money is no longer his. The money still belongs to the lender. He may renege on the deal until the borrower begins to spend it. Therefore, mekudeshes because the money is still his. The Gemara brings a third brisa regarding a mekadesh b'milva. Skatchali b'shtar chayiv, eisha hagilei milva b'yad acherim v'hirsha aleim. If someone tries to use a documented loan or an outstanding loan as kedushin, it's a machlekes if the kedushin is effective. The Gemara at first assumes that since milva b'yad acherim refers to a loan that he is owed by a third party, shtar chayv refers to shtar chayv dida, a loan that the woman owes him, and they are arguing regarding a mekadesh b'milva. However, the Gemara suggests that both terms refer to chayv da acher, a loan owed to him by a third party. However, milva biyad acher refers to milva al peh, an undocumented loan, while shtar chayv refers to a milva bishtar, a documented loan. And these are two distinct machlekes as follows. The machlekes regarding milva bishtar revolves around one of the four following issues. Oisiyos niknes b'mesira divi rabbi. One can purchase the creditor's rights to a loan by acquiring the loan document. While v'chachamayim bein shekasav v'loy masar bein shemasar v'loy kasav loy kana at sheyichta v'yimser. He must also write a document of sale selling him these rights and transfer the actual loan document. Now, Abraisa is discussing Kedushin by merely handing over the loan document. And Rameh concurs with the Rebbe that she acquires the document and is Mukadeshes. And the Chacham of Abraisa concurs with the Chacham of Rameh that she does not acquire the loan and is not Mukadeshes. Amar Papa, Haiman de Zabin Shtar Lechavri Tzarch Lemichtevle Kanalach Hu B'chol Shibude. The sale document used to purchase a loan document must clearly state that he's acquiring the original loan document and all its rights. Our Bryce is discussing a document without this clause, and they disagree whether it is necessary. The Chacham of Bryce agree with the principle of Rapapa, and she does not acquire the loan, and is not Mukadeshes. Remeir does not agree with the principle of Rapapa, and she nevertheless acquires the document and is Mukadeshes. Amar Shmuel, HaMoichir Shtar Chayv L'Chaveri V'Chazer U'Mecholei Mochel. The original creditor retains the ability to forgive the debt. If so, the loan cannot be used for kedushin because leisam chadai to disavra azla mochalei. She's not confident that she will be able to collect the loan. The Chacham of Abraisa agree with the principle of Shmuel and that she is therefore not mukadeshes. Remeir does not agree with the principle of Shmuel and she is mukadeshes. Both opinions agree chazru mochalei mochal. However, they disagree whether a woman would accept the loan for kedushin. Remeir holds Isha Samcha Daita, Meima Amro Le Shabak Le Ledidi Umacha Le Lachrini. She accepts it because she assumes he will not forgive a loan that he gives her, and so Mekudeshes. While the Chacham maintain Isha Nami Le Samcha Daita. She does not accept it because she is concerned that he might forgive the loan, and so Eina Mekudeshes. The Gemara Daf Memches explains that the Machlekes regarding Milva Peh concerns the following halacha. Mani Li Beyatcha Teneu Leplaini B'mai B'shloshin Kana. One can verbally transfer the right to collect an outstanding loan in the presence of all three relevant parties. Our Bryce is discussing such a case, and the Tanna Kamma holds Hanimili Bipikodin of a Milva Loi. This method is only effective with a Pikodin, not with a Milva, and so she is not Mukadeshes. While Remeir holds Loishna Milva, Loishna Pikodin, it is effective for a loan as well, and she is Mukadeshes.